The Doors. Hello, I Love You. In the mix.
WKGC, FM 90.7 and HD.
Here when you need us.
I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan. And every time you make that mix up on purpose,
mm-hmm.
I see it. It throws me 100% off.
Sorry.
You can't go off script like that.
I'm so sorry. I should not be disturbing your routine
Not be having fun.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Radio is serious business, Jason Hedden.
Okay, yeah.
Especially.
It's Halloween, guys. We got to have fun.
Okay.
You know, people always ask us over in visual and performing arts, like, why aren't you doing things special for Halloween? The answer usually is, it's Halloween every day over here.
Yeah, I do spend the occasional day or two down at VPA, and I have to say, you just never know what's going to happen down there. And that's one of the fun things about going down there and helping is you people are all having way too much fun, almost to the point where I'm afraid there's going to be a raid and the fun police are going to come in and say, hold it, stop. You're having too much fun in this building. We're closing it.
We're usually always preparing for a production right before mm-hmm. Halloween. This one opens sooner than most with it, you know, Godspell opening tomorrow in the Amelia Center Theater. But it's Halloween every day in visual and performing arts.
And you never know. You might see somebody in costume running around.
Oh, definitely.
Or people toting instruments or people playing instruments in the hallways or whatever. There's always something going on in visual. And whatever it is that Pavel does, it's going on all the time, too. We're not real sure about that, but
I know what he does. He's one of our he's our gallery director, and he's got a fantastic exhibit in the Amelia Center gallery right now that he put together. So this is 8 or 9 local artists who have created work in the year since Hurricane Michael. And if you come see Godspell, you can do double duty because mm-hmm. it so happens that our gallery is the lobby of the theater. So come a little early and take in the exhibit. It will be up officially through October 8th, but I've asked Pavel to leave it up through October 10th.
November 10th.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Caleb. Yeah, through November 8th, but it's actually going to be up through November 10th, so that it'll be through the duration of our performances. So Godspell's this weekend and next, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2:30, and you can take in the Hurricane Michael exhibit. Yeah.
There's all sorts of neat stuff there.
Yeah.
I see Margaret and JD's fine hand in some of your exhibit down there from the public eye down there.
Which public eyesore is coming up.
It is coming up, and don't miss that one either, because that's great.
If you don't know, this is a international projection art festival that happens downtown Panama City every year. So you can follow them on social media, Public Eyesore, spelled S-O-A-R, and yes, it's intentionally spelled that way. Mm-hmm. I saw some folks getting into it on social media about trying to correct the spelling mm-hmm. and reminding them that was an intentional misspelling of sore.
It really is a lot of fun, another example of their work right now is up in the lobby of the Public Library in 11th Street.
Yeah, you need to sit through and watch it, because it's on a loop.
It's on a loop, but it's about 5 minutes long.
Right,
so
right.
I stand there and stare at it, watching the there's a 4 pieces of white paper art up there, and they play with color, illumination, animations specific to each thing that's hung up there, and it's just amazing that they're able to do this.
Yeah, they do some cool projection mapping, so you'll see literally art submitted from all over the world at Public Eyesore. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see their current work, check them out, like you said, at the library or in the lobby of the Amelia Center Theater.
Yeah, because there's two things that they were obviously involved in down there. I think one of them was Pavel's thing. It's just amazing what they're able to do.
It truly
is. And that is, by the way, a great exhibit. I'm normally there on opening night on your exhibits down there, and that's, so far, that's a way up there with my favorites.
Well, the normal gallery hours, by the way, are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with the extended hours that include the performances mm-hmm. This weekend and next of Godspell. So I have brought Maggie Jones with me. She's a current entertainment tech major here at Gulf Coast, and she's also the assistant director of Godspell. So excited to have her. It's fun when we can put students in leadership roles as stage managers, mm-hmm. Assistant directors, And so we're also getting ready to register for spring classes, and we've got openings in all the classes, of course, at Gulf Coast. But if you want to take a class in visual and performing arts, come see us. Registration opens tomorrow for veterans, and then I think Monday for everybody else. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we've got to take a quick break. But Maggie, next break,
okay,
you're up.
Yes,
we're going to talk about your experience as a student, but being in this role, how managing students have been, how working with your peers in this level.
I'd like to delve in a little bit more the difference between Hank and Jason as directors too. Okay. I think this is inquiring minds want to know.
But all that right after a quick Thursday morning weather forecast from WMBB's Lauren Hope here on The Mix.